Shawna, you do other things besides the acupuncture. I know that you're trained in massage, but also the Qigong and the energy work is quite fascinating to me. And if you could maybe tell the audience a little bit of how that translates into helping our, not only our life, our physical body, but also our interpersonal relationships and our overall life satisfaction. How are you using that to help kind of the whole person as a holistic approach?
Well, the Qigong is our exercises, ancient oriental exercises that do the same thing as the acupuncture by opening up the flow of qi in the body, increasing oxygenation of the blood, working with the bone marrow, strengthening the brain and the bones, balancing the hormones, and also working with the physical body, as you just mentioned, by stretching the muscles, creating flexibility of the muscles and tendons, increasing the heart, the way the heart works, the physical body, heart, and all the other organs. And so it is a way that people can do these very gentle, simple exercises. Anybody can do them, any ability, where you do them every day, and you create this openness and flow and cultivation of your vital energy in your body. And so it's not just an exercise you do for 20 minutes, a half an hour a day, but it affects how the give and take of energy that you experience in relationships with people. It affects how your physical body operates and the health of your physical body. It affects the level of aging, because doing these exercises retards the aging process. It creates an inner smile and an inner peace, which affects you throughout your day. So these exercises are just, they stay with you throughout the whole day. And it also teaches you how to stay inside your body, which is more the energy body medicine that I apply to my Qigong teaching of staying inside your physical body and developing this very, very strong connection between your energy body and your physical body, which my teacher, Christine Schenck, has called the marriage between the energy body and the physical body. And when the frequency bands are reestablished between the physical body and the energy body, health happens.
Right.
The
now,
brain functions better. Go on.
Shoshana, let me ask you a question. Let's say, I'm listening to this show. I'm a 55-year-old woman. My kids just went away to college. I'm alone now. I got a quiet household, and I know I saw by your bio that you have three. Well, I don't know if that's updated. You're at the writing of the bio, your three children were teenagers. I don't know if that's the case now. I personally have four teenagers at home, so I know a household can be hectic. But let's say we have now a 55-year-old woman. Children just went off to college. Finally, has time to breathe. Let's say. Wants to start from scratch, doesn't know anything about Qigong and exercising, wants to get in touch with her inner body. What would be the first step that she could do to start applying this to her life and start doing these kind of exercises?
Well, she could go on to nqa.org and put in her zip code and find a Qigong or Tai Chi teacher in her neighborhood. You can also learn Qigong from a book or a DVD. I have my book, Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. And
how can
accompanying,
someone get
that? You can go on my website, which is healingforyou.com, healing, the number 4, the letter U.com. And you can order it through my website. And but other than my book and my DVD, there are many out there. You can go into the bookstore and go into the section of holistic healing or exercise and find that. It's very tough to learn Tai Chi from a book or DVD. With that, you need a teacher. But you can learn Qigong quite easily from a book or a DVD.
And how long would it take, would you say, for somebody to start feeling something?
They'll feel it right away. I do 6 week classes with people, and then right now my 6 week class was just over my group class, and everyone wanted me to continue on a weekly basis, but they felt the difference right away. You really feel different. It's just like if you go for an acupuncture treatment. You will probably feel a change that day. You will sleep better. You'll feel calmer. You'll feel more energy. Your symptoms will start to go away. I mean, you need at least 8 treatments to know if acupuncture is going to work for a particular problem. But for many people, you feel the changes right away.
Yes, I could vouch for that because I personally have had acupuncture, and it's almost a religious experience sometimes. When I have the acupuncture, it really is quite spiritual. I do feel
well because your energy body and your physical body are reconnecting, and when an acupuncture is energy medicine, it's working with the energy body, and we were all very in touch with our energy bodies when we're babies, when we're born. We go into school and they become very linear. They tell us that our little imaginary friend doesn't really exist. We have to, you know, grow up and go into the world, or, you know, if you have extrasensory abilities, they kind of diminish. And that's the beauty of when I started studying with Christine Schenck 12 years ago. She teaches her students how to revitalize, to open up. We all have an energy body. We're all two bodies in one. We're all two hearts beating as one. And so she revives your ability to be in touch with your energy body. And back when you were saying, you know, all walks of life, I also wanted to mention that many physicians come to me as patients. And there are several physicians in my classes with Christine Schenck. So, you know, physicians are, you know, more and more open to this. I mean, they have their hands inside people's bodies during surgery. They're ushering people through end-of-life experiences. Yeah. They know, even though they're so physically oriented, they know that something else exists. We all know that something else is existing. And that's why energy medicine is on the cusp. It's coming in. It's the next wave. It's as soon as acupuncture got mainstream, I had to go and study energy medicine because I know that there's some, even though acupuncture is working with the energy body, it's just one tiny part of the energy body. There's an entire anatomy and physiology that I've learned about in great detail through Christine Schenck that has to do with the feelings. And we all know there is something else that existed. And when you were talking about the immune system, the physical body immune system, the physical body heart, there is an energy body immune system, an energy body heart, which is, you know, in my advanced training in energy body medicine, I'm finding out about. And we are just in the infancy of energy medicine in the United States. And you do have to do your due diligence. You cannot just go to anyone. You must make sure that they have good training. So I wanted to share that.
Yes.